Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5, hour number three underway. Thank you very much for listening. So, come on the program in about a half hour from the Federalist. Christopher Bedford will join us. Want to stick around for that. We're going to talk about what corporations and other things going on in national politics, but these trends that you can't ignore. We'll talk to Chris about that, so please stick around. But joining us now, scored a significant legislative victory in the Governor Ivey signing it into law on Friday. State Representative Scott Stanhagen on the line here. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Thanks for having me on your show, man.
Hey, thanks for taking time. This piece of legislation, it faced uphill battles in other states, but Alabama got it done. You and Senator Gudger there from Coleman were able to get this put into law that you have to play the sport of designated by the gender by your birth certificate. K through 12 athletics. Talk us through that. Walk us through the details and what led you to want to pursue this action.
Well, Jeff, as a father to a daughter who actually plays sports, plays softball, soccer, and that kind of, and you know, just the direction that our country's been taking, that you know, it just, I felt led to do it and drafted it up, and want to thank Senator Gudger for all of his hard work in getting it through the Senate process, and all of my colleagues as well. When I announced this bill in caucus, literally everybody was on board, and I knew at that moment that you know, it had strong support. And it, you know, it's been a journey, and very thankful for the governor and her leadership to have signed it Friday afternoon.
Well, and now that it's in place, there was some fear there, I think, from a lot of folks that maybe the governor would be reluctant to sign this. And we've seen this in other states, Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas, Kristi Noem in South Dakota. Those efforts were, I guess, there was a reluctant support out of what repercussions that would have for the state. But Governor Ivey proceeded. Is this effort any different than what was tried in other states?
You know, I'm very proud to have Governor Ivey in office. She's always going to make strong decisions, and she's going to stand firm for what's right. You know, and Jeff, right now, as you talk about our country, you know, it's on a slippery slope heading in the wrong direction. And when you have big corporations and associations making economic threats to try to take control of the legislative process, you know, it's time for us to take a stand for what's right. You know, our democracy is not for sale, and neither is the state of Alabama.
Yeah, and but all too often, you see it over and over and over again where a state will get cold feet. They'll take some kind of bold action, or it looks like they're poised to take bold action, and then I guess the institutional left has figured out how to manipulate corporate America to put pressure on these states. And whatever you think of the policy position or whatever they're pushing for, I think you got to be concerned about that direction there, that you have these multinational corporations where the politics may be more left of center, or they don't necessarily comport with what's going on in your home state when they have such a tremendous amount of influence on a lot of these states.
That's right. You're exactly right. And that's the direction it looks like it's trying to take. But I'm going to say this, not in the state of Alabama. You know, Governor Ivey stated she represents the citizens of our state, and I represent the citizens of District 9 as well as the state of Alabama citizens as well. And, you know, we're going to stand firm, you know, and rightfully so that the governor did what she did Friday. And I had all the confidence in the world in the decision that she was going to make when it hit her desk. And it keeps coming to mind to me, just as us as a caucus and legislators, that a verse back from my high school football coach told me, Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so as one man sharpens another. And I feel like that's what we need to do as a society, is sharpen one another and do what's right.
Representative, I'm going to assume that probably from within your district, you're getting a lot of support, and then maybe from parts beyond is where you're getting the opposition. But do you find that your constituents are on board with a lot of what you're trying to accomplish?
Absolutely, yes, sir. The sad part is I can't tell you how many calls I've received of people in support, but they're fearful of even showing support on social media because of possibly losing their jobs. And, you know, that freedom of speech, you know, that goes back to way back when we started this country. And we have had calls right before church on Sunday. My wife and I received a call from a lady from Kansas showing her support. And those, to me, they outweigh the ones that are negative and, you know, that try to come at you and harm you with words. And, you know, that just doesn't work well.
I mean, that's a troubling thing for society at large. And look, you know, I understand the free speech, but speech should have consequences if it gets too out of hand. But that people, it's really had such a chilling effect. What otherwise be speech about whatever the cultural norms, far out of bounds, is now, they keep moving the goalposts, let's say. What's acceptable and what isn't. And that has a profound impact on society. But it seems like Alabama, for right now, is an oasis from a lot of that.
I agree. And I think that's just the way we carry ourselves as Alabamians. We always look at what's right, and that's the direction we take. And, you know, bipartisan as well. We don't, you know, there's several issues, if you watch our voting records, that we vote bipartisanly on things for our state that are right. And we have disagreements a lot, but for the most part, everybody who is in our body, their number one interest is what's best for our constituents and our state. And I feel like we will always be like that in the state of Alabama.
It's such a strange time because a lot of what we're talking about doesn't necessarily improve what we're talking about on a national level, I should say. Doesn't necessarily improve an individual's quality of life. Yet we're having to spend a lot of time on these issues that seem kind of tangential to what, you know, like the person just getting up, going to work and trying to provide for their family, that they can't say, well, this isn't how we've done things for the last thousands and thousands of years with regards to gender. It's no longer acceptable. And it's like the last thing on the list, but it certainly doesn't mean it diminishes its importance, but that seems to be a trend throughout politics right now.
It is. And, you know, the being proactive and getting ahead of the problem was our number one direction on this. There has been several situations where males have tried to play female sports in the past years in the state. They were not successful because of the policy that the Alabama Association had. But as you read recently, they're changing leadership as we speak. So, you know, policy changes with leadership. And that was my number one objective with this, is we need to do this now, get this in place so we protect the female athletes of our state. And that's the, you know, when people call me and they talk to me about this bill, not one time did they ask me about the female athletes of our state and how we're trying to protect them. It's always something else, and they try to, you know, divert me to something else. But this is that's why I filed this bill, to stand up for the female athletes of our state, to be there for them, to know that they are going to be protected. And that's, you know, that's HB 391. And it's not, to me personally, I'm not discriminating against anyone. I'm protecting. And that's, you know, that's kind of the road that we're on right now, and I'm proud to be on it.
Yeah, and that was one of the pushbacks you had gotten, or was, I think maybe it had been espoused in the Senate when this bill was being debated. Guys, the Alabama High School Athletic Association already has rules in place. We don't need to worry about any of this. But a couple of things on that, like you said, the change in leadership there with Steve Savarese stepping aside. And then with this, you know, the AHSAA, they don't necessarily really answer to anybody. at the state level, that this needed to be a law in place and not just a, something in the rule books for one of these governing bodies.
Yes, sir. Completely agree. And I couldn't tell you how many times I've said that in committee and on the House floor. Senator Gudger emphasized that as well. You know, it's something that needed to be a little bit more concrete and firm because of the change of leadership. And the, what's funny about the whole thing is we had no idea, I didn't personally, that the they literally were going to change leadership right after this bill was signed. So that's kind of the ironic thing of everything.
But does it strike you as odd? Like, this seems, you know, 10 years ago, had we had this discussion about this, there would have been no pushback. But the way things have changed so much that you're having to pass a law that says biological males can't play female sports, that things have gotten to that point, that it's taking time from the Alabama legislature. And look, I'm not saying that you guys were necessarily wrong here, but the culture has changed in such a way more broadly that we have to take these approaches and start the legislature, the goodies, the legislative branches have to be more proactive.
I agree 1,000%. You know, 10 years ago, if any of us would have mentioned what's taking place today, I think all of us would have just kind of laughed. We would never even thought that was even possible. But, you know, who would have thought, too, that we'd been wearing masks on our face for almost a year? It's, you know, the times are changing and our country's changing and the direction of our country's changing. And I think, you know, like I said before, it's really time for us to start standing strong for what's right and what values, you know, we have and the importance of those values. We need to protect the citizens of the state of Alabama. And definitely, you know, with my bill, I was more focused on the female athletes of our state. And, you know, and that's the sad part, is we do have to start addressing issues in our state that is, you know, coming throughout our country. And we should be focusing on more stuff as we got down the pipeline. But it's just one of those things that we had to do.
Well, that pendulum is supposed to swing back and forth with our politics and the party in control and the way the country goes back and forth. With this push to abandon a lot of long-held standards and a lot of long-held beliefs, I got to think that maybe it's just not this. This is just one of the issues, but there's going to be more. There's going to be more coming down where you guys in the Alabama legislature are going to have to take maybe a more of a controversial, be it whatever you want to call it, stance on a lot of things, unfortunately.
I agree. You know, and just as we did I'm very pro-life, and as we did on the abortion laws that we passed in the recent years, you know, we're just going to have to do it. And it's one of those things where we've got one coming up. SB 10, Representative Wes Allen, he's got it coming up, and it, you know, it protects children. And, you know, that I feel like that bill is extremely important. And it should be coming up, and we're going to be addressing that along with gambling and medical marijuana and all the good stuff, too. But, you know, it's sad that we have to address that, but we do.
Right. Well, Representative, we're out of time here, but thanks for hopping on real quick, and congratulations. That's significant. Getting your bill signed into law is a very significant thing to happen, and we look forward to hear more about what's going on in the future.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You do the same. That was State Representative Scott Stadagan on the program. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind.